This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Getting ready for Saints preseason game number 2 on Sunday. It's going to be a noon kickoff in the Caesars Superdome. Black and gold hosting the Jacksonville Jaguars, helping us break down the Jags side of things. Mike DeRocco, ESPN Jaguars reporter, now joining us here on WWL. Thanks so much for the time, Mike. How you been doing?
I've been well. How about you guys?
Doing great. Looking forward to this matchup. Two brand new head coaches dueling in a preseason matchup. What have you seen out of Liam Coombs so far, the new era taking over in Jacksonville over there?
I've seen an offense that looks markedly different than what we've seen the last 3 years. There's a lot more pre-snap motion. There's a lot more misdirection, especially in the run game. And, you know, there's an emphasis on getting that ball out of Trevor Lawrence's hands pretty quickly. If you saw what the Bucs did last year and the kind of season that Baker Mayfield had, you know, that's kind of what everyone here in Jacksonville is hoping that they can get from Liam Coombs out of Trevor Lawrence. That obviously remains to be seen. But this looks like a much more, I don't want to use the word modern, but certainly a more
evolved.
Yeah, that's a better term. Thank you. And I work with words, and I couldn't come up with one. So,
well, I feel like we're going through the same thing here almost with you know,
Kellen
Moore running the helm.
Yeah, and you know, you kind of have to evolve, because if you don't, you stagnate. And, you know, Doug Peterson was kind of running the same stuff he was running in 17 when he won the Super Bowl. And, you know, it just wasn't working. Now, they were not able to run the ball for a variety of issues last year, but it looks like that they've done some decent work in terms of rebuilding the interior of that offensive line, and they may be able to run the ball. And obviously, as everybody knows, if you can run it a little bit, that opens everything up.
Mike, I'll ask you about the running back position in just a little bit, but I wanted to start because you brought up the run game. That's been a hot topic for the Saints, really, because who's going to be the RB2 behind Alvin Kamara? That's a battle that has been wide open. I want to ask you specifically about the Jags' run defense. A couple of interior defensive linemen that people down here are familiar with, former LSU guys in Mason Smith and Jordan Jefferson. So I want to ask you about them and then also the Jags' run defense as a whole.
Yeah, Mason Smith, they have high expectations for, and he was having a fantastic offseason by all accounts. People I've talked to were raving about him in the spring. And then he ends up with a calf injury on the conditioning test, and he just came off PUP yesterday. But he's got a ways to go to kind of get back into football shape. But, you know, the good news is there's still, what, three weeks before the season opener. But they expect a lot of big things out of him, especially, you know, in the middle pairing next to Eric Armstead, who is slowly working his way back in. But those two are the key to that run defense. They really struggled interiorly last year, you know, not only in the run game, but trying to generate some pass rush from the you know, inside of Trayvon Walker and Josh Hines-Allen. And they think those two guys specifically can really kind of boost them there. But, you know, there's not much solid depth behind those guys at all, and that's going to be a problem if those guys aren't ready to really go when the season starts. You know, Eric Armstead's dealing with a back injury, you know, and we all know how finicky those things can be. But if those two guys are able to play and Mason Smith continues the development that he showed in the spring, then he can be, you know, one of their better defensive players.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Here's for sure.
You know, Mike, I wanted to ask you, as I had mentioned earlier, about the Jaguars running back competition, because just like the Saints, it feels like Jacksonville's got a pretty heated competition here. Obviously, Travis Etienne had a little bit of a down year this past season, but then, you know, you got Tank Bigsby behind him entering his third year at the NFL level. And then the rookie, Bashaul Tuten, who is just, by all accounts, explosive as explosive gets. And you've been hearing some great reviews from him from camp as well. Just want to get your thoughts on, you know, the Jaguars running back competition and who you're really anticipating to get a load of the reps come Sunday's game.
I'm not sure who's getting the load of the reps, to be honest with you, because they're not sure how many of the starters they're going to play or if they're going to play any of the starters, because they've got a variety of injuries going on, especially on that offensive line. But if they do play the starters, I still think, you know, Travis Etienne should be the number one, and 1A will be Tank Bigsby. Etienne has had a really, really good camp. Certainly way more involved in the passing game, a much better receiver out of the backfield than Tank Bigsby. Bigsby is, you know, still struggling with some pass protection issues, and he's not that great as a receiver. And, you know, it's a little bit of a tell when he's in there that, you know, he's probably going to be carrying the ball or they're going to be running the ball because of those deficiencies. Liam Cohen talked about that today and how that's got to be a big priority for Bigsby going forward the rest of camp. You know, Tuten is flashed without question, and he has got the speed. And there have been some plays where he's gotten the edge and he's been gone. And that's what they didn't have out of the backs the last couple of years. Not a lot of big plays. You know, the guy that probably will make more of an impact than anybody thinks is LaQuinn Allen, who is the 7th round or 6th round pick, I believe. He is a phenomenal pass protector. And what has been a real surprise has been how physical he's been. And he has gotten into one really good fight and two or three other shoving matches with some of these veteran defensive players. So they love that physicality and love that attitude. But, you know, it's going to be Travis Etienne's show. I believe, when the season starts. You know, we'll see how it plays out the rest of the year, but it's going to be a by committee approach. So if you're thinking fantasy, I don't know that I'd touch any of those Jaguar backs until much, much later in the draft.
Talking to Mike DiRocco, ESPN Jaguars reporter, and reading your piece about Travis Hunter may sit against the Saints. Don't like to hear that. Unfortunately, we're definitely looking forward to seeing him, but dealing with an upper body injury is what's being described right now. What have been the so far the takes on Travis Hunter, how he's been doing at practice at least?
That offense functions at a little bit higher level when he's in there.
I got you.
Now he's got some, you know, he's still got to learn some routes, and he's got to learn, you know, some adjustments here and there. I mean, as you would expect any rookie receiver to deal with, but with the ball in his hands, he's electric, and that gives them somebody on the other side of Brian Thomas Jr. that should open things up for him. So when he's not on the field, even with the great camp that Parker Washington has had, probably the most impressive camp out of all the receivers, it's just different when he's on the field. There's more of a threat with him there, and they get him the ball in a variety of ways. They'll give it to him on a screen. They'll throw it to him short. They've thrown it to him deep a couple of times. You know, defensively, you know, I was standing with the former NFL linebackers coach at practice the other day, and you know, they came up with a bunch formation. Travis was on defense along with Jarian Jones, and then there was a nickelback there as well. So there were three receivers bunched right there, and they all released. You know, there's obviously the attempt to disguise where they're going and get guys lost. And the linebackers coach was raving at how good the communication was between those three and how quickly Hunter recognized there was the bunch, there was going to be an issue, and how quickly he was able to elude, you know, the traffic and stick with his man, had great coverage, and ended up forcing an incompletion in the end zone that he just wasn't open, and quarterback tried to throw it up there and the ball was incomplete. So, you know, it's that kind of stuff, the mental part of the game, that we don't really get a chance to see very much, you know what I mean, in camp, just because, you know, I'm not a coach and I'm not sure what their coverages are. But standing there with that former NFL linebackers coach who's been around the team for a little bit, he was really impressed. He couldn't stop raving about how smart Travis Hunter is defensively. And obviously, you know, the physical tools are unbelievable there. He's got great body control, good ball skills, can run all day. You know, they've split his reps almost 50-50 in 11-on-11 between offense and defense. So that kind of gives us all an idea about just – maybe the way that they're going to be using him.
You know, Mike, we kind of talked about it, both New Orleans and Jacksonville ushering in new eras under these young, brilliant offensive minds. In Jacksonville, it's Liam Cohen as head coach, and New Orleans, it's Kellen Moore as head coach. But also a first-time DC in Jacksonville as well with Anthony Campanelli. I just want to get your thoughts on what you've been hearing from him. I know that he had spent some time in Green Bay, and this is his first stint as defensive coordinator at the NFL level. So just kind of early reviews from Campanelli, and then also what you've seen at practice from the Jaguars' new-look defense.
The guys really like him. I know that. He's a fiery guy, and he's an energetic guy. And let's be honest, those guys hated Ryan Nielsen,
yeah,
from last season. They just did not like him. And it was evident in the way they played. And they really have sort of gravitated towards Campanile. You know, he's that New Jersey Italian guy. He's got the whole thing going on there. So they all love him. Now, Liam Cohen called him out a little bit after the first preseason game. The starters played first series against the Steelers. Steelers backups led by Mason Rudolph just kind of drove right down the field, had no problem, scored a touchdown. You know, there was a 3rd-and-2 play, and they were playing off coverage, 7, 8, 9 yards. And after the game, Liam Cohen's like, we got to play tighter on that. I don't understand why we weren't playing tighter coverage there. And he's like, you know, when you play a lot of man, which is what the Jags did last year, and then you kind of switch to zone, you probably go a little bit further, you know, the other direction. He's like, but we've got to be tighter on that kind of stuff. So there's some issues where, you know, there's going to be an adjustment for all of them. It's you know, a brand new defense, a guy calling a defense for the first time, and, you know, they've got injuries, like I said, in the interior of the defensive line. They do have a lot of talent in the secondary. Their linebackers are okay, nothing special. So it's going to take a little bit of an adjustment period for all that to kind of gel together. But if those guys, like I said before, in the middle of the defensive line can play well and be healthy all year, then I think we'll see strides from this unit from last season.
Mike, if you had to say there's that one concern or that weakness that the Jaguars have going into this year, what stands out to you as the biggest problem for them?
Other than Trevor Lawrence proving he can stay healthy,
yeah,
which he hasn't done the last 2 years, I would say it's the concern about the run defense, because that's how it bled into everything last year. They could not stop the run, and when that it's harder to play defense and it's harder to get turnovers when you're always facing second and three, you know what I mean, or third and one. I mean, this team took the ball away just 9 times last year, league low. It's just embarrassing how bad their turnover ratio was. So, and they all offseason all talked about, hey, look, we have to be better against the run defensively. If we're not, it's going to be hard to be any better than we were last year. So that's my main concern, obviously, mainly because those two guys are hurt, and they really didn't do much to address the interior of the defensive line, either in free agency or the draft. So those guys have got to step it up.
You know, before we let you run, the Trent Baalke, you could say a lot of things about how his GM tenure went with Jacksonville, but the one last present he seemingly gave to Jaguars fans is another one that people down here are very familiar with, and that's Brian Thomas Jr. I saw him get popped in the preseason opener. I don't expect that we're going to see him again for the rest of the preseason because he is that good. But just kind of general expectations for him entering year two after a real breakout rookie campaign with the Jaguars.
Yeah, you know, look, I think people around here are expecting a 1,200-yard, you know, 8, 9, 10 touchdown season for the kid, and there's no reason not to expect that. It's interesting because at the beginning of camp last year, he had some trouble catching the ball, and he just didn't look comfortable. And we were standing around, those of us, some of us in the meeting, we were like, I don't know about this kid. So then he makes that one play in the opener against Miami and then goes off, and we're like, okay, that kid's the real deal. He's not had a good camp this year. He has just been unable to hook up with Trevor Lawrence in this 7-on-7 and 11-on-11s. There's just been overthrows. He's had a bunch of drops. His frustration has kind of leaked through a little bit, slamming the helmet down, kicking a football. So, you know, there's a little bit of concern among some Jags fans, but I'm like, this just reminds me of what he went through at the beginning of last year. He might just be one of those guys where it's, hey, when the lights are on, he's a big-time player. And you can live with that if you know you're going to get that. You know, last year, he really shined in the joint practices with the Bucs, and that's when we kind of thought, okay, they may have something here. And I think if he get, you know, in the game against the Steelers, yeah, he got popped. You know, but otherwise, you know, throw was right there. He got his hands on it. You know, I think if he does play in the preseason, and like you said, I'm not sure if he does, you'll see a significantly better Brian Thomas than what people have probably seen here in camp.
Mike, has Jacksonville revealed any of their plans for this Sunday's preseason game? Like, will we see Trevor Lawrence or any of the other starters out there?
There's still a chance. I asked Liam Cohen that today. He said they've got to evaluate this because they do have two starting offensive linemen down.
Okay.
They've got 10 injured players, and 9 of them are either starters or key reserves that are hurt and won't play in this game on both sides of the ball. So, you know, Liam Cohen said, hey, look, we got to be sure if we throw Trevor out there or even the running backs out there that we've got guys up in front of them that can protect them. You know, they're dealing with some rookies that are sliding into the starting lineup here, you know, along the offensive line. So, you know, if some of those guys can heal up a little bit, you know, the plan was to play the starters, and I thought that they would play probably the full first quarter. But if they don't get healthy enough, then they may not play those guys. I'm not expecting the starters to play right now, but, you know, that could change.
Gotcha. Appreciate the time, Mike, and look forward to seeing you in the Superdome on Sunday.
Appreciate it. Thanks for having me, guys.
Thanks, Mike.
Mike DiRocco, ESPN Jaguars reporter. You can follow him at ESPN DiRocco, DiRocco, on Twitter. Taking a break here on Sports Talk. We'll return right after this on WWL.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.